Oh, my goodness. Is it that time again? I guess it is. It's time for us to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Come on, everybody, let's go. Yes, it is time to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Time for us to learn about all kinds of things and have some fun, too. And now let's go over to Grandpappy Sparks' hobby shop and see what's going on.
Land sakes! Look who's here, Ray. It's Cedric the mailman. And he looks like the wind blew him in. Hi, Cedric.
Hi, Grandpappy. Hi, Ray. My goodness, this sure is a windy day. It's all I can do to keep my hat on.
I know. The wind blew my porch chair into the lawn a while ago, and it's really breezy.
Boy, this would be a good day to fly a kite.
You can say that again, Ray. My big mail bag almost flew out of my arms. We must be going to have a storm.
Hey, what's the weather report, Ray?
Windy and cooler. That's all.
That's all?
Well, somebody must be having a storm somewhere. I don't like the wind. Never did.
Wind is good, as long as it doesn't get too fast.
I remember a wind once when I was young. It blew my uncle's barn down. Boy, that was a strong wind.
Look out the window, Cedric. Here comes Mrs. Garcia. She's holding on to her hat. That wind wants to blow her hat down the street.
Whew, that wind is something else. Hi, Grandpappy. Hi, Ray.
Ray says the weather's supposed to be windy and cooler. I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't rain.
No rain until next week, Grandpappy. That's a report I got.
This wind makes me happy that I'm inside in the hobby shop. I sure don't like walking outside in a day like this.
I've had to walk outside in wind like this lots of times. Why, there's nothing gonna happen to you.
You know, the wind can be our friend or our enemy.
What's that you say, Ray? The wind can be our friend or enemy? What kind of talk is that?
It's the truth, Grandpappy. In fact, I have a radio story about the wind. Would you like to hear it?
I would, Ray. I like to hear your radio stories.
Well, I'd like to hear it too, Ray.
Grandpappy, would you like to hear a story about the wind?
I sure would, but don't you scare me.
Don't worry, Grandpappy. This will only be a story. Listen.
When the air moves, it becomes wind. Winds blow in a small way in some family kitchens every day. If there is heat in the stove, all the air directly above it is warm. Warm air rises, while cool air falls. The warm air above your hot kitchen stove rises toward the ceiling. On all sides, cool air rushes in to take the place of the rising warm air. The rushing cool air pushes the warm air higher and higher. When the warm air reaches the kitchen ceiling, it spreads out and cools. When it cools, it drops down toward the floor once again. This rising and dropping of warm and cool air is like wind. Only you can't feel anything. This kitchen wind moves very, very slowly. But let's go outside the kitchen. Let's go out into a meadow on a bright sunny day. Here in the meadow, the birds are singing and the grasses are moving in the gentle breeze. Can you hear the breeze? Listen. The air is moving. When the air moves, it becomes wind. The moving of warm and cold air that the kitchen stove makes is happening right here in the meadow. Only the warm and cold air is moving much, much faster. When the sun shines, the air near the ground is heated and begins to rise. Cooler air rushes in to take the place of the rising air. When this happens, and if the air rushes in fast enough, you can feel a breeze. When the air moves faster and faster, it can become a windstorm. Windstorms roar across the land, blowing things that aren't fastened down this way and that way. Some windstorms are called hurricanes. Hurricanes are winds that blow above 75 miles an hour. Listen to the sound of a hurricane. When rising warm and falling cold air form a funnel, that funnel is called a tornado. Tornadoes can cause lots of damage when they form during a bad thunderstorm. Listen to the sound of a tornado. Although wind can be our enemy, it can also be our friend. Wind can give us power. Wind can turn windmills that pump water for cattle on ranches and farms. Wind can turn propellers that will turn generators to make electricity. Wind can also help people move from one place to another. Out over the ocean, wind fills the big sails of a sailing ship and moves it across the water. Some ships use the wind to sail all over the world. Wind is not only air moving, it also can be air lifting. Wind lifts things. Wind can lift a glider and sail it through the air. The glider will ride on the currents of warm rising air and travel very far. Hot air balloons will lift off the ground and sail along in the wind. Big balloons have been known to travel very, very far. Hot air balloons and gliders use the wind. The wind can be our friend, and you can use the wind too. On a windy spring day, you can use the wind to sail your kite high in the sky. The wind will sail the kite so that you and your friends can have fun. The wind can be our enemy, or it can be our friend. The wind is a part of what we call weather. It's the wind that blows the clouds across the sky. It's the wind that makes you feel cool on a warm summer day or very cold in the winter. The wind blows the trees and makes the waves on the water. The wind fills the sails of big ships and pushes the gliders across the sky. Even though you can't see the wind, you can see what things the wind blows. The next time you are outside, notice the wind. See if the wind is our friend or our enemy.
By grannies, that sure was an interesting story, Ray. I guess the wind is important.
You can say that again, Grandpappy. The wind is one of the most important parts of our weather.
I'm going to pay more attention to the wind from now on, Ray.
I'm glad, Mrs. Garcia. The wind is invisible, but we can always see what it does.
That's right, Ray. We can see the wind blow the leaves on the trees.
And we can see the wind blow flags on flagpoles.
I like talking about the wind. I think the study of weather is very, very interesting.
By doggies, I'd better write some of this stuff down in my notebook. Now then, where do you suppose I put it?
I think you left it over on your workbench.
A workbench? Oh, yes, yes. Seems like I keep forgetting that notebook. Yesterday I left it at home. I'm glad you're back, Ray. Your memory is better than mine.
Your memory is still good, Grandpappy. You just need to wear your thinking cap once in a while.
And now then, let me put my glasses on. Hey, there. I'm ready to write. Fire away.
Why don't you begin by writing, moving air is called wind.
That's good, Ray. Moving air is wind. Now, what's next?
Why not write, wind is sometimes our friend.
Wind is sometimes our friend.
You're right, Ray. The wind is sometimes helpful, but don't forget, the wind can also be destructive.
You better write that down too, Grandpappy. The wind can be our enemy.
Wind can be enemy. I don't like the wind to be our enemy. I'm afraid of windstorms. Once a tornado roared across the countryside, and I hid under the workbench.
That was a good example when the wind was your enemy.
Why don't you write this in your notebook, Grandpappy? Write, wind lifts things.
All right. Wind lifts things. There. Now, what else?
Well, we must remember that we can't see the wind, but we can see it moving things. Why don't you write, the wind can move things.
The wind can move things.
Sometimes you can feel the push of the wind.
Better put that in your notebook, Grandpappy.
Yeah, and the wind can push things. I used to have a windmill on my old farm. The wind pushed the windmill blades and turned them around and around. The windmill was hooked to the water pump. That old windmill sure did lots of work for me.
I'm glad you said that, Grandpappy. The wind does do work for us, and you better write that down, too.
Wind does work for us. Now, who in tarnation could be calling me at this time of day? I'm a-coming. I'm not on roller skates, you know. Hello, Grandpappy Sparks Hobby Shop. Oh, it's you, dear. It's Mrs. Sparks. What do you want, dear? All right, dear. Goodbye, dear.
What did your wife want, Grandpappy?
She wanted to know if the wind was blowing down here at the store. I told her it was. She said she hung the bed sheets outside on the line to dry.
What's so funny about hanging bed sheets out to dry?
Well, a big wind came along and the sheets took off. She said if I saw them sailing down the street to give her a call.
You have just heard Grandpappy Sparks and his Magic Radio. This program was written and produced by Jerry Limbert for the Science and Health Education Department of the South Bend Community School Corporation. Your announcer, Bob McDermott.